WCDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Oh, to be Kyler Murray. You've got the entire world in the palm of your hand. As a matter of fact, you've got two worlds in the palm of each hand. And which world would you like to step into? This is a fascinating situation. I feel bad for the A's, who obviously, you know, they made their ninth overall pick, and they took a guy who is clearly a bona fide stud. He steps into the Oklahoma program for 1 year as a starting quarterback, and the next thing you know, he is the Heisman Trophy winner. And now the NFL looks like it has officially come calling. It looks like he's officially going to allow the NFL to come call on him. And if he hears his name called in the first round, I mean, geez, what an unbelievable situation for a young man to be. And I remember when we were talking about Kyler Murray for the very first time, all the way back before this season's training camps were even underway in football, before college football was even a little twinkling in our eye. And we were just talking about, man, can you imagine what it's like to be the big man on campus at Oklahoma, knowing that you've got $4.5 million in your pocket, you got a football season to play, and like life is officially good.
Your future's pretty much there, but now changing.
Things are changing for the better. I mean, it depends on what you value, Kyler Murray. What's important to you? How do you want to be a professional athlete? Because it's very rare that someone who's about to be a professional athlete has the choice between which type of professional athlete would you like to be? I don't even know. What's it like to have that much talent? Good God. I cannot relate to this person at all.
I think last time we were talking about it, you wanted to switch places.
Oh, totally. There are very few people. I'm a happy guy. I got a good life. I wouldn't walk away from this life just in the name of more money or more opportunity necessarily. Like, I'm very content. It doesn't take much to make me happy. I'm very happy. I don't need to switch careers or anything like that to become a happier type of person. I think like I'm topping out sort of
good
in my happiness.
Okay.
Like I'm a happy person, believe it or not. There are very few lives I would, you know, okay, you know, not knowing anything about that guy, snap your fingers, try that out. Very few. I'll do that life swap
so
out there
with him.
This is one of those. Okay. You know, geez. What an unbelievable set of circumstances for this young man, and we're going to be talking about it today. And I got a simple question for you. You're Kyler Murray. What do you do and why do you do it? What do you do and why are you doing it? Are you going to go play baseball because that's where your love lies? Are you going to go play football because that's where your love lies? Are you going to forgo the love that you really have in your heart for one sport for a safer destination in another sport? Are you going to grab more money now, knowing that you might be leaving more money on the table in the future? I think the biggest mistake Kyler Murray could make would be factoring money into this decision. It's one of those, hey, buddy, either way, you're going to be a millionaire. And in baseball, you have better than a coin flip's chance of being a multi-millionaire. And you have the same opportunity in baseball. And as a matter of fact, if you were to top out on a level of baseball where only the top goes, that is a guaranteed pile of money that is only commensurate with like CEOs of major companies. Hundreds of millions of dollars. But honestly, what's the difference between, you know, wouldn't you be just as happy to have $50 million when your career was over as to have $150 million? Like, could you even go through the first 50? I mean, you'd really have to be living high on the hog to spend like that. Before you send me a single text on the text line about taxes and tax shelters or anything like that, take the money out of it. What would you rather do? Be on a major league center field career path or a starting NFL quarterback career path? Because it looks like that's the path this young man has to choose. And it's absolutely fascinating. When you bring up the money itself, it becomes more interesting. Like in the number one argument that I've heard that Kyler Murray should choose football, Jose Altuve is brought up as the example. Jose Altuve made a total of $12.75 million with the Astros up until he turned 28. He played 925 major league games until he started making, like, oh my gosh, you're a professional athlete level money. Like, don't cry for Jose Altuve, because in March he signed a seven-year, $163 million extension. If Kyler were to get a second NFL deal as a quarterback, drafted in the first round, top 10, top 20, top 25, you know, a first-round quarterback, that guy's going to make an awful lot of money early on in his career. Either way, you're making a ton of money. Like, the money I know is so important, and it seems like the money is the only thing that people are making an argument about. There is so much more in sports than just the money. The difference between an NFL lifestyle and a major league lifestyle is incredibly different. What kind of lifestyle would you like, young man?
Oh, just the amount of games alone, the travel.
Gianna, you got the minor league system that you'd have to negotiate, which is about the least amount of glamour you can attach to a professional career, okay? Minor league is not glamour. So you don't get glamour until you get to Major League Baseball. And then your glamour comes with a packed suitcase and 10 airplane rides a month for better than half the year for the rest of your career. If you're a football player, you can buy a big house not too far away from a practice facility. You get on an airplane 10 times a year. That's it. 10 times a year. As a baseball player, you're getting on an airplane 10 times a month. And, you know, you say that that doesn't matter. Look, time is money. How do you want your time spent? Traveling all the time? Traveling a couple weekends here or there. Obviously, safety, the safety of the sport of football is very in vogue as a topic. There are an awful lot of upright and healthy and safe and sound franchise quarterbacks littered throughout every decade of football. The sport is built now to protect that position more than ever before. And of course, this, you know, a bolt of lightning can hit you and something terrible can happen. A comebacker in baseball can hit you something terrible. I mean, the whole, well, you got to make this choice just based on the trauma that your body will go through. I don't necessarily believe that either.
When you have players like Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers playing well into their, you know, late 30s, early 40s, it makes you feel like that position, you have a little bit more time
right now
in
the
NFL.
Every single one of those guys is like a pure pocket quarterback, but that's kind of what he is. He's a pocket quarterback that can run on you. He's not a running quarterback that can maybe throw on you a little bit. The whole thing is fascinating to me because I can see success and lucrative opportunities in both directions. So the real question is, what direction do you want, young man? And I will ask you, my good audience, straight up. The choice is yours. What's your choice? And why are you making that your choice?
Tough decision. Guaranteed money. That's a big difference when you compare baseball to football.
But the guaranteed money aspect seems to be there for quarterbacks the way it's not there for backup guards or a third option at linebacker. You know, this is totally different. Don't worry about your quarterbacks getting paid. Quarterbacks get paid. If he sucked, I mean, let me give you some examples of guys who weren't very good at all. Mark Sanchez, $74.2 million career earnings.
Wow.
Matt Cassel, backup until he was thrust into the position of starter, didn't work out very well, goes back to his backup lifestyle. Matt Cassel, $65.5 million. Ryan Fitzpatrick, $58 million. Josh McCown, $49.7 million. These guys go an awful lot of seasons where they don't even play outside of practice.
And they're making that kind of money.
You don't even get in the game, you're making that kind of money. Now, obviously, he doesn't want to go to be a backup quarterback in the NFL. No one starts out as that. But if you become that, you get so much more upfront money put in front of you. You got to be a guy who plays 7 years of service time for a Major League Baseball team before you really start ringing the cash register in terms of like, oh, you're a professional athlete making money, 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 money.
Like where you really get paid.
Yeah. Like, I was just looking at this. George Springer. And there's no doubt. Houston Astro George Springer has got a very bright payday waiting for him in his future when he's through arbitration and ready to be a free agent. There is a huge amount of money waiting for that guy. You know what George Springer made last year? He made about $600,000. You know, I mean, like, where do you want the bulk of your money? Do you want it up front? Do you want it later in your career? That has an awful lot to do with this, too. But in a crazy way, I'm going to ask you to take money out of it. Because either way, if you go left, you're rich. If you go right, you're rich. So you got money waiting for you and a big, significant pile of it in either direction. Which direction do you go in? The guarantee of being an Oakland A in an Oakland A system, or I'll cast my die with whatever happens in the NFL. The beautiful thing is he can choose football. Doesn't work out. He has a phone call to Billy Beane away from trying out baseball.
Yeah. Good position to be in.
Why not throw your hat in the ring for the NFL draft? 888-957-9570. I see we got a ton of people online. I love it. Let's talk to you next. We will have a DeMarcus Cousins update for you, and it looks like next Friday really is go day. We will talk about that with Steve Kerr live at 5 o'clock tonight. Don't want to miss that. Ethan Sherwood Strauss is going to join us. Caron Butler is going to join us. And you get to join us right now. You're Kyler Murray. You got the world by the short and curlies. What is your next move?
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
I opened up my microphone a little early, and here's Gianna singing.
I'm just getting ready.
Weren't you
getting warmed up.
Weren't you saying yesterday you got to treat every microphone like it's on? This one was on.
I wasn't cussing or saying bad words.
Your beautiful voice.
I was just getting in my groove.
Kyler Murray, what an opportunity this young man has to go and do really whatever he wants in his life. It's an unbelievable set of circumstances. I know a lot of people are angry at him if you're an A's fan. Let me tell you, I think you might want to be more angry at David Force than Kyler Murray. And I'm not saying that David Force made a bad pick here, but I can't think of a team in baseball that is more dependent on restocking its farm system than the team that doesn't like spending money to form a baseball team. Like, there are no free agents coming to the A's, none that are significant. The only good player the A's ever have is if this one guy makes his major league debut and clicks for us in his first 7 seasons. By the way, Jed Lowry gone today. He's a New York Met.
Yes, he is.
So, you know, there you go. That's how it works over in Oakland. The minute he costs a lot of money, he's gone anyway. But because of that, your picks really have to click. Like, don't tell me that you couldn't foresee him going into the NFL draft. He's the starting quarterback at Oklahoma. The last guy who did that won the Heisman. This whole, no one could have seen him winning the Heisman, is laughable. You could absolutely have thought to yourself, there's a chance he could win a Heisman. What is the right move? If it's up to you, you're Kyler Murray. Either way, you're going to be rich. How rich? Well, that's dependent on where you're drafted, how good you are, how good your agent is, how marketable you are. There's a lot of money to be made in both places. But in terms of just branding and recognition, I would like to make this argument on behalf of a starting quarterback. So Lamar Jackson started how many games for the Baltimore Ravens? 8, 9, whatever it was. Lamar Jackson in 8 or 9 starts. Nick Mullins in a small handful of starts. C.J. Beathard before he was replaced by Nick Mullins was a bigger topic of conversation in sporting America than Mike Trout has ever been in his future Hall of Fame, one of the greatest baseball player of all time's career. Lamar Jackson, in like six NFL weeks, became more recognizable and more of a household name than Mike Trout. Eight starts for Lamar Jackson. That's it. Eight starts. More recognizable than a guy who's one of the single best modern baseball players and really all-time baseball players right now. I think that's something you got to consider just a little bit. 888-957-9570. This is Leroy in Oakland. Leroy, you are Kyler Murray. What do you do, and why are you doing it?
Bruce, Franco, always a pleasure. If I'm Kyler Murray, I'm jumping on the first plane to Oakland because I'm a realist. And I would be real with myself and say, I'm not the best quarterback in this draft. I'm just not. You know, I'll probably be Cordell Stewart / at best. Yeah, I'm a better baseball player. I'm going over there because I understand the best quarterback in this draft is Easton Stick from North Dakota State.
Okay, well, Leroy, you're literally bringing up a name that no one's even heard of. So, like, don't give me this, you know who the best quarterback is. What if in his exploratory, I'm going to check out the NFL draft, he finds out, hey, you're going to be the first quarterback taken. Does that change your mind a little bit? Look at it this way. The guy who's got the first pick in the draft, Cliff Kingsbury, new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Now, they just traded up to draft a quarterback last year. So this feels like it's way, 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 way out of the realm of possibility. But in October, Cliff Kingsbury, before he realized he would be in the NFL as a coach and have control of the first pick of the draft, he did say this.
Kyler is, I mean, he's a freak, man. Purdy's a really good young player, and he's going to be a tremendous player, but Kyler is a freak, and I've followed him since he was a sophomore in high school, and just think the world of him and what he can do on a football field. And I've never seen one better in high school, and he's starting to show it now at the college level. And I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about him. He's phenomenal. I've never seen him have a poor outing, not one, which a quarterback, it's impossible to do, but he's done it. And I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
I mean, I know a lot of you out there think that you got a hot take as you're driving your car this afternoon, but you can't find for me the soundbite of the guy who has the number one overall pick talking about how the quarterback from North Dakota State has got number one pick in the draft potential. You understand? Like, I'm not just making this up when I say there's interest in Kyler Murray. I was on this talking point about 4 or 5 months ago, and people were like, Damon, you're nuts. You're crazy. Yeah, all it takes is one team to want you in the first round, and the nuts crazy sports talk show host turns out to be a guy who was reading the tea leaves all the way back months ago when you were just thinking, oh, he would never go to Major League. Or he would never go to the NFL. I just think, either way, it's a really good problem to have. I think the A's bet on the wrong pony. If you know that this pony that you bet on has to come in, why would you bet on the pony that has a fork in the road in front of it? Like, who went after Kyler Murray? Was that kid also a starting quarterback at a Power 5 program? Maybe you might have picked that kid, knowing that he would definitely show up day one of spring training. Jerry in Santa Rosa. How are you, Jerry?
Hi, Lombard brother. How are you? Gianna, congratulations on your new addition to your family.
Thank you.
I would go baseball because I'm thinking of longevity. I mean, it may take a while to get into the major leagues, but still, the money's going to be there when you get there. That's my take.
But, you know, what about more money? There's more money waiting for you as a first-round draft pick than there is a first-round baseball draft pick.
Okay, what if I go in? Okay, the coach says, go in. You're going to play this set of downs, and you get freaking clocked.
Well, that is going to happen. Okay. Like, getting clocked is what happens to you as a football player.
Right.
But guys don't get clocked.
But it could end your career.
Right, but you can't play scared in life. If you're a professional hitter, every single time you dig in, it takes one baseball put in the wrong place to put you in the hospital for a very long time. There is no risk-free professional athletic career. It does not exist. Honestly, the position of quarterback is probably now one of the safer positions in the entire sport of football to play. You want to know why these guys have CTE? Dr. Damon checking in for duty here. You want to know why someone has CTE? Repetitive, daily pounding of your brain. You're not even allowed to hit a quarterback in practice. The only time a quarterback ever gets hit is in an actual live NFL game that counts. And right now, the rules are set up where if you now hit that quarterback too hard, you get penalized. There's never been a safer time ever in the history of football to be a starting quarterback than right now. John Benicia, you're on Damon Bruce Show.
Hey, Damon. I think I'm in concussion protocol, banging my head against the wall with all these people saying baseball. I mean, quite honestly, would you rather be the starting quarterback of potentially the Miami Dolphins or the New York Giants, or would you rather play center field for a team that can't even draw 10,000 people to their own stadium and no one outside the Bay Area can name more than one player on the team? You said it. It's the notoriety that you are going to get. And my guaranteed money, my signing bonus for my first year in the NFL is going to be worth 3 or 4 years of my baseball contract.
Look, the deal that you sign with Under Armour to wear their cleats will be worth more than the signing bonus you probably got from Major League Baseball.
Exactly.
John, I think we're on the same page together. Thank you very much for the call. It's got nothing to do with the Oakland A's. I'd be leaning football. I mean, there's a difference between third round running back, fifth round wide receiver, third round cornerback. If you put a number against any round other than one and you change the position, go to baseball every single time. But if it's a first round quarterback, folks, paid through the nose before your first practice. And I don't want to hear that, oh, you know, Damon, that Major League Baseball contracts are guaranteed and NFL contracts aren't. Yeah, thank you very much. Today is not my first day. I understand that. But just because not all dollars are guaranteed doesn't mean that every NFL contract does not now come with guaranteed dollars. As a matter of fact, that's the number you always get. The total of the deal is worth X, but he's guaranteed Y. The guaranteed Y for any NFL first-round quarterback would be so much more money than he could make in the beginning of a major league career. Now, congratulations. Kyler Murray, you've turned into the next greatest thing. You are the next Bryce Harper to be. All right, now you're worth like $300 million. Now, obviously, if you're saying, I guarantee you the pinnacle of the mountaintop, you reach the zenith of your athletic potential in either direction. You're a Hall of Fame quarterback or a Hall of Fame center fielder. You choose. The pure money that you would make on the field, you would choose baseball. You might be $400 million signed to your franchise if you chose baseball and you're a Hall of Fame center fielder. If you do that in the sport of football, you make not as much money on the field, but your chances for endorsement and exposure off the field. I mean, how many different products does Peyton Manning hawk right now? Right now. Right now. Now, how many more commercials does Peyton Manning have other than your favorite retired Major League Baseball player? What is the biggest retired Major League Baseball player commercial campaign going on right now? Hi, I'm Tom Seaver for the Money Store. Like, seriously, and that was from my childhood.
Yeah.
Remember the Barry Bonds Kentucky Fried Chicken campaign? I think he also sold Fila's once. He's the greatest hitter of all time. He got Kentucky Fried Chicken and Fila.
Didn't Pete Rose do Skechers?
Pete Rose did Skechers, but it was like a sad, like, I'm not even allowed in the hallway thing. Like, it's pathetic. He got that Skechers deal based on the amount of pathetic he brings to the table and reckoned he was brought in for the punchline that he is to sell Skechers, not because he was a great baseball player in Charlie Hustle, because he turned into a sad story, a cautionary tale. Robin San Jose, you're Kyler Murray. What do you do?
I'm going football, and it's pretty easy. Speaking to the first two callers, one, I'm not hopping on anything to get to Oakland as fast as I can because it's Oakland. You're playing in the Coliseum. Two, longevity. I believe Chase Daniels and Colt McCoy are still in the NFL, so even if he didn't pan out as a great starting quarterback, he would still have a clipboard and be able to be a backup somewhere and make tons of money as well. And third, it just takes a different kind of dude to play quarterback. You're usually the guy that the girls want to date. You have this swag to you, this confidence, and you're the guy who wants the ball in your hands when the game's on the line. And in baseball, you don't get that playing center field or standing in the outfield. You don't really get that opportunity or that chance and that platform. And fourth, I don't want to be standing in the outfield at Busch Stadium in August where the humidity is so bad and the flies are buzzing around your face.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate your call. Speaking of baseball, by the way, we need to talk about AT&T Park no more.
Mm-mm.
Rebranded as Oracle Park. What's really surprising to me is that there's been more discussion and angst and anxiety about this than I would have imagined. And I don't get it. It just proves the point I was trying to make earlier this week, Gianna, when I said people just love to complain.
They do.
Here's the thing. We used to have outrage du jour. What are you angry at today? Outrage du jour has become outrage de hour. Like, you, every single time, I swear to God, half the time you open Twitter, it's just to find something new to be pissed off about. It really is. That's what people do.
That's like what they look for.
I'm going to open up Facebook to become angrier. I'm going to open up Twitter to become angrier, to find something that I don't like, because people love to share with you what they do not like.
So everyone's freaking out about Oracle Park now.
Right. Even though, and this is the truth, AT&T Park has had more name changes than World Series trophies.
Yeah.
This is the fourth change.
Time, yeah.
Three World Series trophies. Calm down. It's not like they're changing Fenway Park's name. Give me a break.
Like, nothing else changes. It's still going to be in the exact same place.
Right.
Same situation.
People do get concerned about names, though. If they ever changed the name of Wrigley Field, people would flip out. But the truth is, Wrigley, even though it sounds like the name of a cute dog or a puppy or a great, you know, a family name, Wrigley Field is like the first corporate sponsorship there was. There was a Wrigley chewing gum.
Yeah, chewing gum.
You know, it's really, I mean, they care so much about Busch Stadium in St. Louis. That's why I thought about this right now, because he brought up standing in 106 degrees and flies in your face at Busch Stadium in St. Louis in the middle of the summer. People were so attached to the idea of Busch Stadium being called Busch Stadium that they tore down old Busch Stadium and they called the new stadium Busch Stadium because they love their Budweiser. And they're branded towards it. It's not like you were branded to AT&T because AT&T was founded in San Francisco and you love it because it's a company that you took to college with you to party with. Get out of here. You go from phone company who cares stadium to cloud storage device who cares stadium. And don't half the people in the Bay Area work for Oracle anyway?
Probably.
Look at it this way. Half of you work for Oracle. The other half are working in the cloud somehow, some way.
Salesforce.
Yeah. My wife is in the cloud right now. My nickname for her is the cloud sweeper.
I am not surprised.
She goes and cleans the cloud. Honey, make sure the cloud's working for everybody. Thank God she can do it, because as soon as there's, like, I can't even sign into my email. I'm really, like, functionally computer illiterate.
Are you really?
Eh.
I think, yeah, you kind of are. I sign you in every day.
Did you sign me in today?
I did.
Thank you very much.
Jeez.
Me or you, I choose you. Josh is in Oakland. Josh, you're Kyler Murray. What are you doing?
Hey, DB, man, if I'm Kyler Murray, I have to look at it and really say, what do I think I'm going to be best in? And if I am him, I think I lean more towards baseball because of the amount of opportunity I will have to succeed. You get called up, you get called down, you can go AAA, single A, double A, go to arbitration and fight. It's really an individual sport disguised as a team sport. So regardless of anything that's going on, I can shine. I can show my value and say I'm good. In football, boy, you better hope that you got look at Jared Goff. You know, prime example. You with Jeff Fisher, you a bust. You get Sean McVay, you the man. You better hope you got a line. You better hope your receivers. There's so many other factors that factor into your success. And on top of that, NFL, zero patience. You will be labeled a bust if you're not that. You know, if things aren't going according to plan, they will move on from you very quickly. So if he thinks that he can go into football and be the man and dominate, then go ahead, bro. And I know that the NFL is quarterback is a much safer position, but you're taking a bit of a pounding, and Albert Pujols is still playing in Major League Baseball.
Right. Hey, Josh, by the way, what do you do for a living?
I am right now I was working for a company called Chariot, but I'm a driver, man. I listen to you all the time.
So you should be a sports talk radio host. You are one of the best callers I have. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind you could be a sports talk radio host. That was as good a well-thought argument I've ever heard on this, and I've been listening to this topic all damn day.
Oh, man, that means a lot coming from you, man. I really do look up to you. It's like a pipe dream of mine. I just don't really know how to get into it. But thanks again for taking my call.
Josh, hold on. Josh, I'm putting you on hold. I'm putting you on hold, Josh. Albie, get Josh's phone number. I need to talk to him.
Elena.
Give me Josh's phone number. I need to talk to him. I'm in love with him. Elena's in love with him. I think we need a Josh segment here on the show. That guy's good. I know these things. I know these things. Ask Butcher Boy. I know these things. I can hear a sports talk radio host anywhere.
All right, Josh, your number's coming up in a good way.
888-957-9570. This is Michael calling from the city. What's going on, Michael?
Good afternoon. This Kyler Murray. The circus we're having. First of all, we're talking about a brother that's 5'9" at best, 180 pounds. Let Ndamukong Suh come on a blitz and blast him apart and tell me he's the next best thing to sliced bread. All we hear is about football. Football is a brutal sport that don't take much brains except at quarterback. Okay, and not questioning his mentality, but questioning his decision to play a sport where he can't even see over the top of his running backs, let alone the offensive line and the defensive line. Thirdly, this thing is criticism about baseball. That one caller, I got flies flying around me at 106 degrees. Well, you know, you're out there in the snow and it's 30 degrees below zero. Tell me the difference, and then tell me why he's going to be good. The brother should play football. It's all about quality of life. It's not about commercials. It's not about how much money you're going to make like this. It's about the quality of life. If the man wants to have a good life, he plays baseball. If he wants to walk around crippled like Joe Namath, can't have stairs in your house, have to live on a single level home, play football. And the other argument they have, oh, we got quality backup quarterbacks that's taking notes. Who wants to take notes and be a quarterback and be standing on the sideline? Seriously.
No, I tell you what, Michael, you make a great call, too. That's a great point. We should have Michael in to be a sports talk. I think I just found our new weekend shows.
Get his number.
I'm sorry, I already hung up on Mike. We're only one magic ticket per show.
You get a show, and you get a show, and you get a show.
Thank you very much, Oprah. When we come on back, we keep on hearing boogie, 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 boogie. We'll give you your latest Boogie Cousins update next.
Boogie Watch. The mood is tense. I have been on some serious reports, but nothing quite like this.
I was aiming for training camp, but, you know, I've kind of communicated with the staff and the coaches, and it's kind of up in the air, so it'll be when I'm ready.
It's not as simple as that's the game. It's somewhere in that neighborhood.
He's behind a curtain, so nobody's seen him of late.
I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, nope, you can't do that. He will literally rip your face off. Hey, you're making me look stupid. Get out here.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Boogie Watch. It looks like the rumor of next Friday at the Clippers, January 18th, has gone from rumor to innuendo to fact, with the caveat that the fact isn't necessarily written in stone. Next week, he will play for the Golden State Warriors. It looks like it's going to happen next Friday. I really thought that next Wednesday would be perfect because, come on, it's against the Pelicans. A little bit of a revenge game. DeMarcus says he's just happy to be back. This isn't about playing against any particular team. It's just about playing for the Warriors. And I don't know why my button does not work there.
I'll just be glad to be back on the floor. I'm not really looking for a vengeance game or anything for headlines or anything like that. So I'll be glad to be back on the floor playing a game that I love to play. I can care less who it is. I'll just be happy to be on the floor.
Says he's coming back with a little something to prove.
Same person. You know, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I use different things as fuel to keep me moving forward, and I'm going to use the same things. I'm looking forward to, you know, proving myself.
Why is next Friday the target?
It was a battle, you know, between myself, training staff, the guys at the top. So eventually we all got on the same page, and we settled for that day.
You can't wait to do it?
I'm excited to play with everybody. I'm excited to be coached by the coaching staff. I'm excited to play in front of the fans. I'm just excited to play basketball again. Like I said, it's not one particular thing that's really standing out for me besides just being on the floor. Maybe later on I can find a specific thing that I like the most, but as of right now, just playing basketball is the main thing for me.
Yeah, it might be one of those situations where you start taking your talent and your abilities and your, you know, your ability to make an awful lot of money for granted. And when it's taken away from you through nothing that you had anything to do with. I mean, guys get hurt all the time. And all of a sudden, the career that you had the utmost amount of confidence in feels like it's hanging by a thread. It feels like it's in jeopardy. People are going to be reevaluating you now, and it's daunting to be in the situation that he got put into. And now he gets to come back to this, an incredible basketball situation. We've got Steve Kerr live at 5 this afternoon, and I'm really looking forward to that conversation. We'll be talking more DeMarcus coming up in just a little bit with Caron Butler, who's played an awful lot in the NBA. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock as our guest. Looking forward to talking to him. DeMarcus, what is he looking forward to in this first game back? Whenever that first game gets played.
This is the next step for me. I finished the rehab process, and I was just getting acclimated with the guys, finding my wind, finding my legs. I'm not expecting to come out and score 50 points or anything like that. It'd be great if I could, but that's not my expectations. You know, just coming out, being a part of the team, and winning the game, that's good enough for me.
Ah, one of those old, I don't care as long as we wins, which, ding, 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 that is the right answer. That is the correct answer. 888-957-9570. Biggest question being asked in all sports today is, what should Kyler Murray do? The deadline for underclassmen to declare for the 2019 NFL draft is January 14th. If he chooses the NFL over baseball, he's going to have to return his $4.66 million signing bonus that he received from the A's. If he is a first-round draft pick, he will more than make that up almost immediately. Murray, of course, drafted ninth by the A's to be their future center fielder, went back for one more go-around at Oklahoma, where he was thrust into the starting lineup, and he walked out of the season with a playoff loss to Alabama in a 2018 Heisman Trophy. 42 touchdowns. He throws it 4,300 yards. He's also got all sorts of boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie when he gets going. Like, he can really turn a corner on you and take off with his feet. Tomorrow, college football, tomorrow, the NFL will be more like college football than it was today. That's how quickly this game is starting to evolve to pick up basketball on turf. We've seen an evolution in the sport of basketball. We're seeing statistical and game evolutions in baseball, and it's happening in football as well. professional football is more like the college game now, and it will be even more so like the college game, because I don't know if you noticed, but all these guys who coach in college are getting the next jobs. And I think that there's a reason why you'd want to see the next guy up from college more than a retread. How about this for an interesting piece of information? Adam Gase just got the New York Jets job. Adam Gase, brilliant offensive mind, right? Well, last year with the Dolphins, they were 26th in points, 31st in total yards, and 30th in passing yards. What a genius. Matt LaFleur. Oh, well, he's a genius who's now going to go work with Aaron Rodgers. What kind of genius did he have with the Tennessee Titans? 27th in points, 29th in passing yards, 25th in total yards. Cliff Kingsbury, he's never coached in the NFL. His mentor, the guy who taught him everything, is stuck at Washington State because he doesn't look or sound good behind a camera or microphone. It's really weird. Here's what's really nuts. So the Detroit Lions fired Jim Caldwell to add young, up-and-coming Matt Patricia in 2018? What the Lions did, Caldwell got fired for being 7th in points, 6th in passing yards, and 13th in total yards. Patricia this year went from 7th to 25th in points, 6th in passing yards to 20th, 13th in total yards to 24th. You've got NFL coaches with all this pedigree going backwards. Like, if you're a college coach who at any point in time shook Sean McVay's hand, you're probably going to get an NFL interview right now. I think this goes back to a little bit what we were talking about with Josh in Oakland, who was a very good caller last segment, when he brought up the fact that, you know, guys who play baseball really are up, your career is up to you. Sure, the amount of guys on base affect your RBI total, but that's why we don't value RBIs the way we used to. It is an individual sport disguised as a team sport where Aaron Rodgers, who is like the best modern quarterback we got or the most accurate, whatever, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, whatever is your X marks the spot of awesome quarterback functioning today. Patrick Mahomes, if Patrick Mahomes were a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, he's not the MVP, but his situation with the talent around him and the coach that he had was perfect, and he excelled in it. Situations dictate careers in the sport of football as much as your talent will. Where in baseball, you would say the talent that you have will probably dictate your future more than the situation you're in, because here's the situation every at-bat. It's just you, baby.
It's up to you.
It's just you. 888-957-9570. If you're Kyler Murray, what choice do you make and why do you make it? This is M Squared calling from the highway. What's going on?
What's happening, Damon?
What's shaking?
I got a different spin on this. So if I'm Kyler Murray, I take a step back and I look at the company I'm keeping talent-wise. And if NFL teams, multiple NFL teams, want to take me in the first round, I simply play both. Why not be the next Bo, the next Dion, the next Brian Jordan?
Well, none of those guys were quarterbacks. And apparently quarterback is one of those just, there is no part-time job if you're a quarterback. If you're a wide receiver, if you're a running back, if you're a corner, you can get away with athleticism in a little, you know, like 3-4 days of game film, you should be good. If you're a quarterback, you're a full-time quarterback. There is no, I'm also going to try to be a major league hitter as well. And I guess that is pretty much the what's been agreed upon by all involved, that if you're a quarterback, that's enough of a full-time job. You're not going to split careers if one of your careers is a quarterback. So that's, and look, maybe he can prove them wrong. I mean, we just saw Shohei Ohtani said, hey, I can hit and be a pitcher. And it's the first time we've ever seen anyone really get away with it. Of course, he had Tommy John, which you'd say, but whatever. Like, he did do something that was a through-the-looking-glass moment, but I think asking Kyler Murray to be that guy is asking too much. Chilton Auto Body text line says, Kyler Murray needs to call Jeff Samardzija and have a conversation. Yeah, Jeff Samardzija, though, was never guaranteed first-round quarterback money, which helped his decision. But he has clearly enjoyed an awfully lucrative major league career with ups and downs all over his major league career. There's been some really good Jeff Samardzija years. There's been some big yawns from Jeff Samardzija as well. You know, I keep on hearing about how short he is, how diminutive he is. Look, you know, this isn't like he's Muggsy Bogues out there. Doug Flutie, Russell Wilson, these are not huge human beings. And the way the quarterbacks are getting moved and rolled around, the spacing of the game, I could see it working now more than ever before. What you used to know about the NFL isn't exactly the standard only way the NFL goes right now. It's changing. Caron Butler is going to be joining us in just a moment. He spent 14 seasons as an NBA player before joining ESPN. As a college basketball analyst, he's now on Fox Sports as well. It's the Chris and Caron Show with Chris Mannix, another guy that we love talking to whenever we can have him on. Let's start our 4 o'clock hour with Caron Butler.